Hello,
boys, girls. The Cleaner Cast is back for another week. And Dewar,
smell that. You smell what
I
that's
smell
cooking?
It. Oh, I smell it. It's cooking. I smell what I'm stepping in. What you're stepping in. TRCMA is on the horizon, Dewar.
It
is
like just we're down to hours.
Hours. The countdown is here, and we are here to keep that momentum going.
That's right.
Keep the hype train coming in hot. I'm ready for all the excitement. It's going to be a good time.
Most definitely. Did
it ever stop snowing your way? You're going to be able to get out of Canada or what?
It did. Yes. Okay. It's on the weekend, it was snowing really heavily, and we got a lot. And, you know, we usually get snow in March. It's not a big deal, but this was like over and above. And so clean that up, and now there's just big piles and all kind of starting to melt, and it's snowing again a bit today, and then it was raining, and then it stopped, and we're back to the up and up for weather. So
nice. Yep,
I got should be no issues getting out of the country.
I did some yard work myself today, but not anything to do with snow. You know, the wall sprout. Yeah. It's full springtime here. The pollen is slowing down a bit. And
we got lucky. We did a whole bunch right before it snowed, so we got lucky there because, would have been horrible otherwise.
Yeah. Well, Kimberly's pumped. Joey's pumped. Mm-hmm. Joey's so pumped. You know what? I hear him calling because he's right here with us. What's up?
Hey, guys.
What happened yesterday?
Look how stiff that shelf looks. It doesn't even look droopy anymore.
It does look a little straighter today.
I did a little rearranging. I distributed the weight a little bit better.
He took his kettlebells off the back of it. And
Yeah. Right. I got, you know, you can only get bullied on the internet for so long before you start making changes. So,
Yep. That's how it gets your butt in gear, though, the online bullying. So it's a good thing.
Definitely.
Yeah. How was you had to skip yesterday's Keep It Real podcast? What happened?
I did. I've been sick for like the last week. I'm at like 75% now, probably. It was hanging out in my chest now. So it's working its way out. So
yeah, everybody's been getting sick. Everybody's been getting sick.
Dewar's better now than next week, though.
Let's get it out our systems, people.
I need to sound prim and proper for all of our halftime shows and pre and post shows, because otherwise that's going to be the internet forever. So I've been overdoing the pain meds, if you will, the cold and flu stuff.
You got to.
NyQuil, DayQuil, whatever it is.
Well, I'm taking
all the key is to take the nighttime stuff during the day so you just stay alive.
That's the pro tip.
Hashtag risk it.
If you want to feel something, that's what you do.
That's right.
Yep.
Good friend, Great Dane Films in the chat. Can't wait, guys. Neither can we.
Dane. Ooh, Dane is here. My goodness. I am so excited. Ready to get the pre-show, mid-show, might have a post-show going. We don't know what's happening. We're just going to show up.
Yeah. We're just going to show.
We'll do it live.
This is like the anniversary of like all the friendships I built with you guys.
Right.
Yep. It was last TRCMA. So,
the giveaways.
All the giveaways. And, my poor bank account was. Oof, I don't even want to think about how much I spent last year. So,
and for those that have no idea what in the world we're talking about,
Pull it up. Do you want to
bring this up
out
real quick? Yeah. So we have TRCMA 2020.
Look at there.
Or
the links are ready to go.
No theme for it.
I didn't even realize.
Dane just dropped these, or whoever did the great media team. And to hurt some feelings, that was the first comment on every single video. So. Some people are going to be hurt, but make sure to click this little notify. And again, you guys, if you have to work, just even if you just have it on in the tab in the background listening to it, you can watch it after, but just having as many screens as you can live is a real, real big help for them. You know, get your parents on there, get your smart home assistants. I'm not going to say the names because it's going to trigger stuff. But get those going, set some tabs, you know, smart TVs.
I've sent the link out to all 170,000 employees at my company. So we'll see if that helps.
Even if you get like a 30% return on that, that's
pretty impressive.
That's still a lot of people. So
I think TRCMA would make the front page of YouTube at that point.
Oh, definitely. Yes, number one in trending. Imagine this face right here.
Imagine trending.
Who wouldn't want to see that?
Ooh, got a little commercial going and everything.
Ooh,
and more. Yeah, 4 days, 32 hours.
There was like, you know, there was a lot of math involved
in
all this. Answer
your questions.
Yeah. So this is a great event where they have industry friends coming in. We may have one of those friends in the chat with us backstage, but really looking forward to all this. Definitely do not want to miss day three. That's all I'm going to say. And day four is getting enough with a bang. But who do we got day one, Jamie?
You know what I'm saying?
The second segment, day one. The second segment in day one is one of our absolute favorites, and
should be might be
someone in the background.
That's right. Yeah, we got someone coming in. You know her, you love her, and wanted to bring her in for TRCMA because you know this is I'm kind of finishing the story this year, JB. Yep. You know we're going full circle, cleaner cast.
That's right.
This podcast wouldn't be a thing without TRCMA, that kind of deal. But you know, I wouldn't be a thing without the inspiration from the person in the background here. And we made a nice little video package for her to bring her in today. And everybody, welcome on Sydney Brague-Wynn after this short message.
So my garage is a little bit different in the fact that I run a full-fledged detail business out of my personal garage.
Sydney Brague-Wynn, a woman who has influenced not only someone like myself here in the Cleaner Studio, but also the auto detailing industry. Detailer, mentor, friend, those three things definitely sum up SBG.
SBG. Three letters, one detailer.
If it wasn't for Sydney Brague-Wynn, I don't know if I ever would have come across P&S and all of their amazing products.
She's not only a big hand in creating the products you love from P&S, whether it's Absolute or even new products that are coming out.
She's had her hand in so many different things with them, with the evolution of Absolute and other great products coming to market.
She's also inspired people like myself, Tony Mazzale, many others, to take a chance, start a business. She's definitely the inspiration for many home garage setups.
Sydney is my longest running detailing mentor and really just friend in the detailing industry. She means a lot to me. She means a lot to a lot of people in the industry. I know that.
A really influential person in the market. She's extremely kind to everybody that she comes across. Works at home in a home shop. She's also done amazing things for women in the industry, which is super important. Getting everybody involved because detailing overall is for everyone.
She inspires myself and others start businesses and just be better detailers and better people in the industry.
And she's just the real MVP over there at P&S.
Who, Sydney? She's all right, I guess.
SBG.
Classic Tony. Tony's always in with the fun.
That's right.
Oh, that was so nice, you guys. That almost made me cry, but I was like, you got to hold it together.
Dang it. I wanted some tears.
They were coming. They were coming, and I had to psych myself out. That was so nice. I appreciate that. And Tony, he's so great. I was a little bit worried when he walked on in his Cruising Head and Spring shirt. I was a little bit worried where that was going to go, but I'm
You know, he had some more B-roll and cameo that I didn't put in the video.
I bet. So fun fact, a couple years ago on my birthday, a bunch of people did some stuff like that. And a bunch of people sent in videos. Delaney organized it. And so, of course, she got a hold of Tony. And Tony's skit was hilarious. And it went all the way. It was hilarious. Yeah.
Yep.
So great.
Thanks. It kind of all stems off the, am I in the right shop?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That was last year, wasn't it?
It was.
Yep. So great. Yes.
Last year, the teaser was out for Tony to join the team.
Right. Yep. Only some people caught it. Oh my gosh, my dog is like, please, can I be on the show? Well, thanks for having me, guys. I'm so excited to be here.
Definitely. Yes. No, we're always happy to have you here. And we're rolling into the big week, Sydney.
Yeah, I know, man. Yeah, and I've been prepping like crazy. Today, I unboxed like 14 boxes worth of stuff. And I've still got a couple finishing touches to put on stuff, but I'm ready for everyone to get here. And I talked to Keith a couple times and we're on like the hour countdown. So excited.
Yep.
And I hate keeping secrets.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I'm ready to talk about.
It's so hard.
On the dock. It's like a big weight lifted off your shoulders.
Yeah. It's been a long time coming and I cannot wait. I cannot wait. Yep. If you guys thought I had a favorite before.
Just wait.
Just wait.
It's a good one. It's tremendous. Yeah. So we got the hype going. We got people excited. Mm-hmm. We're excited. Dewar's excited. Yes. I'm excited.
Yep, very much so.
I can barely keep it together. But so Sydney, you've been in business about what? Last year was 10-year anniversary?
Yeah. So it's been about 11, 12 years. I don't know. I lose count. But yeah, somewhere right around there.
That's crazy. Yep.
Crazy. I'm in shop number four, but
four. Yep.
So fourth location, garage number three. The first one was just a driveway.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Little bitty driveway. Yeah.
Very nice. Setup was small, huh?
Yep. It was, you know, this shop that I have, this is the first one that actually looks like a detail shop. Mm-hmm. Because my kids were little. So the first couple of garages, one, the garage doors were so small that I like all my stuff was in the garage, but I had to work in the driveway. My first one was just straight up driveway. And then my third one was a big garage like I have now, but it was all like it built in shelving and stuff. And I didn't nothing looked like a detail shop. It was just my garage. Right. There was power wheels everywhere and bikes and backpacks. And, but it still worked. And I was there for 3.5 years and now I've been here for 6.5.
Mm-hmm. That's the hardest part is trying to separate the kid stuff and the holiday decorations and all that, trying to get that out your workspace is the really hard part.
There's always something in the back of Jamie's video. Oh, yeah. There's a bike or a wagon or a cart or something.
Yeah.
And that's always what people comment on. Like, hey, what are the specs in the power wheels over there?
Yeah.
Exactly. It could be like a brand new product. They're like, hey, what do you
Right. Yep. Mm-hmm. Did you guys know that before I was a detailer, I used to build custom power wheels?
Yep. You've mentioned it before.
No,
you didn't know.
I remember you mentioned it.
I did not know.
Oh,
I was
my
a big
gosh.
Power Wheels kid.
So, Joey, I used to go get like dilapidated power wheels ones. Like, I would even go to the dump and pull them out of the dump. I would totally rehabilitate them, put new gears, electronics. I would put 18 volt batteries in them, not the drill ones, like real ones.
Yeah.
And I would do custom paint jobs. Like, I'd sand them all down, do custom paint jobs, custom decals. And then clear coat them like
that's awesome.
Yeah. Like 500 hours per car. Like,
would you sell these or was this?
Yeah, no, I sold them. Yeah. Okay. I sold them. Yeah. Yeah. I would say that my hour per hour earning was not very high.
I was going to say,
Yeah.
I had the big, I had the big yellow one with the blue seat when I was a kid.
Cool. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I don't remember what power wheels I used to have.
Yeah, it was a good time. Though. I'm too old. They didn't have power wheels when I was a kid, but.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I know.
Do you remember any power wheels?
I think I had like a little black Jeep and I can't even remember how old I was, but I remember I told my parents, I'm like, I'll be fine. I'm just going to drive down the street. And I got to the end of the street and it died.
Yeah.
And then so like, didn't know what to do. So I got just like my dad ended up coming down like a little while.
After. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, because the battery life was not great
on some
of those.
It's like my dad would take me like a mile to the store with him, and then it would die on the way back, and he'd have to push me.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Nice. Yeah, I used to enter them all into a 4th of July parade. And so some of the kids would only make it like, you know, halfway through the parade. And so I have so many pictures of like my husband doing the walk of shame home, like carrying the power wheel, walking home because battery died.
Yep. Yeah, so funny. Last all that long.
Yes, I did paint my pressure washer.
Yeah.
Yep, I did. Yep. I painted it teal. I did with my plastic.
Couple polishers too, right?
Uh-huh, yeah. Yep, I did mine. Mine was the teal blue, so my pressure washer matched my polisher, and then I painted Tony's. Yeah.
Oh, ooh, very nice.
Yeah. Yeah, the yellow Flex. I painted that for Tony. He took it all apart and sent me all the parts. It was pretty fun.
I've been wanting to change the yellow 2.0 on my active 2.0 to teal, right. So that might be a project upcoming.
Yeah, yeah.
How do you decide to just start doing that? Did you see like a dated Power Wheels thing and you were like, I can fix this?
You know, where it came from was I had gone to a garage sale when my son was about 18 months old and I found this old Peg Parego four-wheeler and it was $15. And so I Googled it on eBay and they were like 400 and it had been sitting out in the sun. And so I thought, you know, for $15, I'm sure that I can figure this thing out. And then somehow I got on this modified Power Wheel forum, when forums
You were deep in it.
Deep in the power wheels game.
Yeah. Oh, so deep.
The moment you join a forum, you're in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so deep. Like they still have threads called like Sydney's painting process because like everybody my painting process was perfect. And so I painted this like I did the four-wheeler. I painted it and I painted it like the Boise State Broncos Stadium. So the blue field. Mm-hmm. So the seat, I painted the field with like the lines, the end zones, everything was on the seat. Cool. It was so cool. And then it just became like an addiction. So like that's everything else for me. Yeah. Yeah. It was really fun.
So how much at the end of a project, 500 plus hours, how much are you selling these things for?
Like $500 to $1,000. Yeah. So I was making about $1 an hour. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. I can see why it was time to change lanes.
Yeah.
There.
Yes.
Yeah. Like my walls in my garage would be painted with like watermelon pink. I painted an Escalade once, watermelon pink. Oof. And I somehow it like oversprayed all over my garage cabinets.
How much were they brand new? Like, I don't remember what they were.
Well, like a new Power Wheel is like $280 or something. But these, like, I would get the shells and stuff for free. Like, I would literally go to garage sales, buy them for $10.
Oh, right, you know, right.
Like the old sun faded, cracked, gnarly ones. Yeah. But it was amazing.
Nice. It was really fun. I can see, you know, you have to be very detailed when it comes to that. Mm-hmm. So I can see that translating to detailing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty nice. So it was how's that start to look like when you're deciding this ain't working out $1 an hour kind of deal?
Yeah.
When do you start actually detail?
Yeah. Well, if you want to know the truth, this is kind of embarrassing and I've never actually told this part of the story, but the truth is I went and saw a psychic medium.
Right.
And he knew or saw or whatever that I was painting Power Wheels and doing Power Wheels. And he goes, I think you're supposed to be working with real cars. And so then it was a whole dialogue a whole dialogue where he was like, you know, I think you need to be running your own business and it needs to be something to do with cars. And, and that's when I started to pay attention when people would drive by and say, hey, do you want to do my car next? And I was like, well, I know how to clean cars. Like,
yeah,
it's like cleaning your house, right? And so that's why I put it out on Facebook one day, and that was like 12 years ago, April 4th or something. So we're right up on that anniversary.
Yep.
And I think I had 7 full details that first week, and it's never slowed down since. Yeah,
yep.
It's never slowed down since.
Facebook, when you're just a garage setup, Facebook is your friend.
It's the
main traffic right there.
Yeah, yep. those little neighborhood community groups. Oof. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I know with ours, like we've had so many spammers, like whether it's detailing or duct cleaning, like it's just overwhelming. Oh my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's, cause there's a couple like legit detailers like in my area, you know, that are actually good. And then there's these randos and, you know, that aren't actually real.
The quick pop-ups, you know, Windows Armor All. And
I'll come to your driveway for 45% off. I'm like,
The $50 four steps.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes. Joey's
seen special. Some sus activity in his neighborhood before. Thank you,
Joey. I have, yes.
That's great.
Before, in the early days of detailing, you weren't in Hidden Springs.
No, I was. Yeah. Nope. I started. Here. Okay. I was right up by the Merc. So literally, so you know where the Mercantile is up there at the front with like the store, the general store and stuff. Like right at the, I don't remember if I brought you in the back or the front, but at the front of the neighborhood, there's a whole like business section that has like a mercantile, a restaurant, the fire station's up there. Do you remember the fire station or the apple orchard?
He should. We drove right by.
I remember the apples.
Yeah. So right there next to the mercantile is a mail room. And so all of the neighbors have to go to the mail room to get their mail. Crazy. And so like between 3 and 6 p.m., it's like Grand Central Station. And my first house was right outside the exit of the mercantile.
So you're out there. Every car would see out
me. Yep. Yeah. So every car would see me out there washing my own car while my kids napped. And so they'd stop and say, oh, do you want to do my car next? And then I just started thinking, like, why am I out here? It's because nobody else is going to wash my car for me. So then I started thinking, like, this would be a good thing up here, you know? And it was. It was really, really good. Yeah. Yep. Very captive audience.
Yep. And are you still like the only detailer in the vicinity?
Yeah. Like a couple kids have tried to open up, you know, and they try to advertise and every summer.
Get out of here, kid.
I let them do their thing, but I have told customers, like, if I have to fix something that they did,
right.
I'm going to charge
you.
Yeah.
If you're
like,
one of my clients
that,
and you,
I have totally said that.
Yeah. For sure.
You know, or if they have a ceramic and they let these kids wash it, I let them know, you know, like, you know, but, none of them have lasted, you know, so they'll open one. It's like a different set of kids every summer. And, you know, and I definitely think there's a place for, you know, kids starting out and like, there is people that need the $85 detail. Mm-hmm. Those are definitely not cards I want to work on. Right. So it's okay. You know, I don't get like offended or anything. I think the first year I did, but you know, none of my real true customers are going to go to the kids and the people that don't come to me will be, you know, so it's fine. Like there's an audience for everybody. Yep. So it's fine. I mean, I sometimes feel bad, but I think I probably get more territorial now that Delaney's detailing and has her own customers. I think I get a little bit more territorial over that, where I'm like, you know, she could wash your car too, but in like a real detail shop, but it's fine. Yeah. They never last because it's hard.
Yes, when we moved into this house 2 years ago, the neighbor kid, you know, started seeing me out in the driveway and in the garage. So I was like enabling him, like come over. He'd come over and he's like, I need some more of that wheel cleaner. He wanted some Brake Buster. So I would refill his pint from my gallon for $10. And he would he'd come back twice a day and be like, I need another refill. He's doing $10 car washes.
Man, they're getting
I didn't mind because I was like, they can come to me to fix whatever he's done. That's fine.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah.
You're creating the supply and the demand.
Exactly.
That's hilarious. That's the way to do it.
JB probably had like a debit machine with like a tip function and everything.
Yeah.
I don't like asking if you question, but like I had to get cash so I could give the kid some change. Like, I was like, hey, you can dilute this. Like, you can dilute this down. He's like, no.
You can stretch it out. So,
whatever. Come back. I'll see you in a couple hours.
It's like, you got hit the street. Yeah, he's probably
doing that. Takes a skateboard and a little a Tide bucket with a couple rags and some soap, and he goes around town. So,
yeah.
Nice.
Nuts. Nuts. Yeah, I love it.
Joelle said Sydney runs the block. Sydney runs like this magical little community in the mountains.
Yeah.
It's amazing once you.
It is really cool. Yeah, it is really cool. There's 1,500 homes here. So it's pretty. And when I first started, there was 900 homes. So we've added 600 since I opened my business. But what's funny is that in the 6 years, so I live in the new part, right? That's been added. So in those 6 years though, I still have done no advertising. So it's still amazing how many people like don't know that I'm up here because, you know, the only way you can find out about me is if somebody tells you, because I don't advertise, even in my own community, I don't advertise. I probably stopped advertising like in 2016, probably 2017. And so it's kind of cool. Like, and I've been sometimes when people like will say, hey, where does everybody get their car detailed? I'm like, oh, I appreciate it because I have so many fans up here, but I'm also like, no.
Yeah.
I don't want that person. You know.
Delaney, you're up.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Time to pass the torch. Delaney's still invested in all that good stuff.
Yeah, she's you know what? You guys would be so proud of her. She just bought herself a brand new 2024 Jeep Wrangler Rubicon. Nice. So she made the decision. Yeah. So she made the decision to stay local for college. So she's still totally going to go to college, but she's going to stay local because she decided that she didn't want to stop working. She didn't want to leave her customers and she wanted to buy a new car. So she knew if she went away for college that she was going to have to give up her car. And so she decided to go to Boise State. She's still going to work, you know, anytime that she can. And she just bought a new Jeep. So she's actually out in the garage right now. She just washed her Jeep for the first time.
Nice.
And she's teaching Tristan to wash his car. So they're outside in the shop right now. So
nice.
Yep.
She's become the trainer.
Yeah. Yeah. And her Jeep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And here's a fun thing. So her Jeep is coming to TRCMA. So, so she's trying to get it ready for that. So it's going to be in the background. We're not actually going to do any work on it, but it's going to be in the background. Yeah.
Nice.
So she's got to get it all shiny. Background. Yeah.
Well, that's the nice thing with school too, is you can be really flexible. Cause if you're not in class all day and you have a break, like, hey, drop this off, I'll work on it later, come by after. Yep. So it's not a horrible idea.
Right. Yeah. So it's going to be great. She's going to love it. I'm so excited. I'm excited for her to not leave. And, you know, she's already had like, you know, a couple people say like, oh, we want you to come to work for us. Like, you know, on the marketing side and stuff. So, so she'll have a good future set up. That's for sure. But I'm really proud of her with her Jeep. Like she literally bought it herself. Like she's amazing. It's pretty cool.
Her work pays off.
Yeah, definitely.
18, right?
She's 18. Yeah. Damn. And like 32 in wiseness years. She's
pretty funny. Walk in a dealership at 18 and buy it's a very impressive. New car. That's awesome.
I know. Well, and it was funny because, you know, I felt like I still needed to co-sign for her. Like going in, I wasn't really sure. And I was like, you know, I can be on it. Like she's, you know, she's just starting her credit and stuff. And like a few years ago, I had put her on some credit cards as an authorized signer just to start building up her credit.
Yeah.
And it was so funny because I have really good credit, but the dealership actually called me and was like, she has better credit than you.
Oh my God.
And I was like, you know, because she owes nothing, you know, but
I was gonna say,
My first car I went and bought with no credit, and I didn't know about interest rates or anything. Yeah. So when I got this used truck, it came with a like 16.7% APR. Yeah. And I said, let's do it. I don't know what that means. Let's do
Got
it.
Him. Yep. Got him.
Getting rid of that truck was the best thing that ever happened to my credit. Yeah.
They probably said, we got you the best.
Were you totally upside down? Because I did that too.
Oh, I was
to get rid of it. They were like, you owe 17 and it's worth four.
Oh, I was upside down on it. But the next car, I think I got down to like 2%.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like, okay. Yep. I'd done something right. So,
yeah.
That's best thing you do is jumpstart.
I did get hustled, Joel.
Your kids' credit like
yes.
that.
Yeah, it was so good. Way. So good. And I mean, she had income. She was right side up on her Trailblazer because we had leased the Trailblazer and it actually ended up being worth way more than she owed on it. Mm-hmm. So she had about $5,500 to go towards the Jeep. And then, of course, because she's so stinking cute, the dealership gave her like $16,500 in rebates off this Jeep. So her payment is like $80 more than her Trailblazer.
Dang it.
Wow.
It's cute crazy.
I'm buying a car with a Lamborghini next time I need
one.
Yeah, right.
I know. All the sales guys were like, this is the best deal we have seen in forever.
That's wild.
And she was just like, thanks. it's so hilarious. Funny. Yeah, hilarious.
BNS
so
in cute. The house.
Look at that. Fat Joe. Oh my gosh. Yay.
What?
I forgot about Fat Joe.
Jeez.
Fat Joe's the raccoon. He's the raccoon. Have you guys seen the raccoon in our videos and stuff?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, you saw Fat Joe, right? He was at PNS when you were there.
I met him. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Fat Joe.
We had a nice conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. So he's coming.
I love it. What's the full story there of old Fat Joe? So everybody's in the loop.
Oh, yeah, I need to be brought up to speed here.
You were doing
a good story.
I am.
It's actually really funny. and hopefully I can tell the story, but I think I can because everybody knows. So obviously we all know that PNS was bought out, right?
Yeah.
So, but before the world knew, some of us knew, right? Mm-hmm. And Bob is fantastic at finding Airbnbs. It's like a hobby of his. Like he loves to find Airbnbs. And a lot of times as a team, we stay at Airbnbs. Mm-hmm. And he always gets great places. And I don't know if that's Bob or Keith, but it might be Keith. But anyway, so he always gets us really cool houses, super cool experiences, like never fails. It's literally an art form for him. So we're literally on the trip where he's telling us and introducing us to some of the guys from the new group, right? And so it was me, Rennie, and Keith, and we're up in Hayward. And I'm pretty sure this was the one we were like on a secret mission type deal. And so he gets us an Airbnb and we were late getting back home. So it was like 10:30. It was late. It was December or something, November, December. And so we drive into this part of San Francisco and Keith was driving and I'm like, no, like the neighborhood was pretty sketchy. There was cars parked just solid along both sides of the street.
Yeah.
No one had porch lights. Some people still had, you know, Halloween lights up and stuff. And there was garbage cans everywhere and it just was scary.
Something was
not
off.
The vibe.
It was scary.
Not
and
a vibe.
So,
yeah.
And so we pull up to the house where we think it is. And I look out my door and there is a 45-pound raccoon outside my door. And we were in a Sprinter van.
You just described the perfect raccoon territory right there. No porch lights.
Yeah. And he looks at me like, get out of here. And so I'm like, you know, telling Rennie and Keith like that, look at the raccoon. And you know, he's standing up with like his boxing arms up, you know?
Oh yeah. They'll bite you.
And so it was so scary. And we were like, no, we're out. And Rennie was like, I'm out. I'm not staying here. Like, you know, and so he's calling Bob, like, are you sure this is the right address? And Bob's like, yeah, it was a nice house on, you know, online. And Keith is literally walking like scary parts. And he gets out of the van and the raccoon goes and like follows him. Literally follows him. And he's like putting in buttons, trying to unlock everybody's garage.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and
So anyway, Rennie confirms the address and we're like, we're out. We bugged out. We were total wimps and we were not doing it. So we went to a hotel.
You don't want to mess with a fat raccoon.
And the funny part of the story that will keep us all humble is I looked at Rennie and Keith and said, I thought Bob said nothing was going to change.
Yeah, immediately.
It was so bad, but it was just a fluke deal. Like he, you know, and then it was totally a joke and he showed us the pictures. And of course the house looked super nice online, but there was cars parked in the driveway too. That's where I was like, I'm out. I'm not.
I hate when Airbnb is trying to be too cutesy.
Yeah. So then when we went to SEMA, Bob shipped Rennie, Keith, and I Fat Joe, which was a stuffed raccoon. And so now since that day, Fat Joe has been at every event. So he gets put in the crate and he travels around with us and he just, you know, keeps us company and
that's too funny.
Reminds us. Yeah.
Did Fat Joe almost burn up the last trip at MTM?
You know, yes.
Oh, and
you
know what's crazy? That's the old collapse of MTM 2024.
Right. Yeah. And you know what's crazy is Bob thought he was in the crate. He totally thought he was in the crate. So it's the only event that he didn't make it in the crate since then. Mm-hmm. And he totally thought he was in the crate. And that was the first question I asked when they said that it burned, is I was like, was Joe in the crate? And Bob was like, yeah. And then he said, well, I think I have a spare though. Like I think he ordered two. But then Joe was not in the crate. So he still in Hayward. Nice. So he's safe and sound. And he sounds like he's coming to TRC. So.
All right.
That would have been hopefully, hard.
Hopefully he has a good trip. Not like the last
but week. This thing was the biggest raccoon I've ever seen. Fat Joe the rapper.
Yeah, I used to.
I thought it was Fat Joe the rapper too.
I was like, Fat Joe.
I mean, there's been decent names, you know, going to Boyzone for shows and whatnot. So wouldn't put it past me to.
Yeah, yeah. I think he got the name Fat Joe because we were trying to describe to Bob how big he was because he literally weighed 45 pounds.
Yeah,
he was as big as Piper.
That's a chunky boy.
Yeah,
that's chunky boy. Yeah, I used to live further out in the swamp and I had many raccoons that would come out and say hello.
Yeah.
Bat and possums. Yeah. They'll
fight. And they stand up and look you right and they look you dead in the eye.
Mm-hmm. They don't care. I was house sitting for my aunt one time and we went out somewhere and we came back to the house and there were like maybe 8-10 raccoons on the lawn. Mm-hmm. And they wouldn't let us back in the house. And then my dad drives his truck up on the lawn and he's like honking and flashing the lights and these things are just like hissing at him. I was like, how are we going to get in the house?
Yeah.
Oh, I had a friend of mine that had a raccoon come in through a dog door and it was like eating the cat food out of a bowl.
I would die.
Cause I think my friend had like pretty heavy, like prescription glasses. And I think like went out into the kitchen in the middle of the night without his glasses on and just thought it was his cat.
Yeah.
And then realized it was a raccoon and then it bolted out the thing. But
that's why we don't have a dog door.
Yeah. Yeah. My parents had a whole family of raccoons in their backyard. Mm-hmm. Like there was a mama and like 3 or 4 babies. And cause they had these brick pillars in their backyard. Like there was a whole bunch of trees around it and they would just like climb the little pillars and, you know, leave and walk along the top of the fence. So.
Yeah. So my last house backed up to a creek and we had raccoons. And, you know, I used to be a bunny farmer also.
A bunny?
What have you?
Wow. Yeah.
What?
Bunny farmer?
Yes. This needs to be 2 hours long.
I was going
to
say,
we're just getting started here.
Easter must be a blast if you're a bunny farmer. My goodness.
Yeah. So one Easter I got a bunny and then it just progressed from there. But I used to be a lionhead bunny farmer and I probably had, I don't know,
you were 58
bunnies.
What is a lion head bunny?
They're the real fluffy ones that look like a Persian cat. Like they're the ones that with the, you know, the big lion mane.
I don't think I've ever seen.
They're so cute. They're so cute.
I've just seen wild
bunnies. Keith Duplessis in the house.
Keith Duplessis, DJ KB.
Yeah, so the lion heads have like a lion mane. And so I had like 58 bunnies because it took me a while to figure out what was causing
that. How does that start? You just like
I'll tell you
there's
what,
a term. There's a term about rabbits. So I think
it is so true.
I mean, this site was, it looks like the site was made in 2003, but.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, look
at that.
I've never seen one of these.
I've never seen
Oh my God, they're so
kind of
cute.
Bunny.
Oh my gosh, they're so cute.
My wife wants a rabbit. I don't want a rabbit.
I'd advise That's against funny. It. Yeah.
Oh,
look at them. Yeah.
She trusts your opinion, so I will tell her that Sydney said no rabbits.
Yeah, well, only get one because somebody will tell you you have 2 girls or 2 boys and never fails. Yeah. Never fails.
Brandon Nixon's right.
Oops. So I was a bunny farmer and these raccoons would, the babies would stick their faces up next to the pin and they would just stare at the bunnies. Geez. It was so funny. Power Wheel Modern Bunny Beater Detailer. Yep.
Wow.
I wonder what I'll do next.
No, this is the forever job. We're not letting you leave.
Yeah, this is the only rabbit coming into my household. Yeah. Volkswagen.
I feel like Sydney's next venture is going to be like an idea board. You throw a dart at it, and like that's
yep. You know,
whatever it lands on.
Yeah.
Look, you're not too far off, Master Shad. I used to have chickens at one point, but they became like the Mexican fighting chickens, and they were not cute anymore. And I got rid of them chickens. So too many males.
Yeah,
they grow spurs, and it is not a fun time.
it's hilarious.
And now chickens. You just collect June bugs in your
them June bugs, floor. Man. We're in full spring now. We got June bugs flying around, mosquitoes.
Oh my goodness. Sloths.
So, yeah, I've been getting eaten by the mosquitoes out there. If I'm doing a water wash outside, I'm getting attacked with mosquitoes right now.
Yeah, and Alex and I are still living the winter life.
Yeah. Like right before, because we just got about, it was a little over a foot and a half of snow over the course of a couple of days. And just before that, we were doing a bunch of yard work, just cleaning up crap from the fall and whatnot. And there were so many ladybugs in the backyard. I couldn't get over it. And just like everywhere.
Looking for
and
Dane.
Were they the invasive Chinese ladybugs or were they regular ladybugs?
I sure hope not. Maybe I brought something back last time I was in Boise and dropped it on the road. Who knows?
Oh, man. That
completely ruined the ecosystem. But,
So funny.
But yeah. Well, I'm like, I don't know how they survived, like what they do to. I don't know what they do. But
speaking of weather, what are we looking at? Am I going to have to pack like two coats?
It looks a lot better.
Does it look better? The last time I looked, it was like 50, 54 and cloudy. So like, and you know, the weather here, you get all four seasons in one day. You really do.
Yeah. Like, I noticed that last year. It'd be sunny and then it'd go cloudy and then it would snow for like 5 minutes.
Yep.
And then
yep.
it would stop snowing and then be hot again. It's wild.
Yeah. We're still in that. So layers are a good idea. Sweatshirts and sunglasses. Good idea. Oh, what do we got here? Nice. I don't know how to read.
We don't know those numbers, do we?
These are Canadian stuff.
We need the freedom numbers. Thank you.
Yeah, the freedom numbers.
That's what the F stands for.
What are you talking about? Wow, Tuesday. Is that for real? Tuesday's supposed to be 70? Wow.
Oh, yeah. This is good stuff right here.
Oh, that's good.
And then Thursday. So Saturday, Sunday, Monday,
72, 54.
So Thursday, isn't that what happened last year, too? Thursday just fell apart. Remember, that's the night we went to Chip. Yeah.
Yeah,
that was when we were standing by the fire. It was Thursday
cool
night.
Night.
Yeah.
Yep. Ooh, Chip.
Got pretty
I'm
cool.
So ready for the Chip cookie.
Yeah, I keep hearing about this Chip. Someone needs to FaceTime me when you're at Chip. Oh, so my Lord. Like there.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's like it's not enough. You got to be there. You got to experience the Chip magic. So it is
the poor girl's just like, we'll walk in with like 10 of us, and the poor girl is just so overwhelmed. Oh. She's like, what is happening here?
Yeah.
But she says,
I only have 2 chocolate chip left, and we go make more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like this is the cookie place, right?
And yeah.
The one close to the hotel is like, no, the actual one that makes the cookies is across town or something.
So then we drove across town. Yeah, that was crazy. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
It was a whole adventure.
Yep. But Sydney,
yes, Dane came with us last year on the adventure.
Yeah.
Dane was in the flex.
He's talking about his Miata, but I think he loves cookies too.
He
guys can go to In-N-Out too. Maybe he's not Sydney, but
Donut.
Did you know that we had Wiener Schnitzel open last week?
What? You haven't had a Wiener Schnitzel
place?
We just got a Wiener Schnitzel. I've not been there yet, but no.
I'm going to have to eat like 10 meals a day when I'm there. My goodness.
The chili cheese fries. That's all. Yeah, you got to come home. All you need to know.
Yeah. I've heard that. I've heard that you have to go at 10:30 at night to get a decent like.
We're just getting started then, I guess. Jeez.
Yeah.
But yep,
anyway, Sydney, it's been 10 years in business. What does the future hold? You gonna try and pass it off to Delaney, or are you gonna still just keep it going strong? What's the plan?
I think I have several more years in me. I think that I would like to stop working as hard as I do. Right. Just because it is getting a little bit, you know, sometimes when I'm cleaning like cars, I really don't want to, I'm like, why am I doing this?
Yeah.
But definitely I think I'm, and both my kids want to do it. So, I mean, I'm going to have to start giving up some of it, just so that they can work more. But I mean, I'll probably always detail though, cause I obviously do a lot of product testing. I have customers' cars that I love, and there's so many that are so easy now that, I truly, truly enjoy detailing. I mean, I really, really do. I love working with the products. I love finding new techniques and tricks and stuff. And I do love it. I really do. I don't like doing dirty cars, but I do love keeping cars. I think probably the turning point for me was like year 8, when I realized that I had some of the same cars from like 8 years ago, and they still looked brand new, showroom shine, even though people like you know, used them for kayaking and mountains and camping. And so I remember there was a turning point where I was like, this is so cool to have like older cars and they, you know, they still look showroom new. So I still really get a high off of that. So, I mean, I think that, you know, I think I'll probably always detail, but you know, at what level and how hard I go at it is probably yet to be determined. But, you know, I do think that for me, you know, I know there's a lot of brands and a lot of people that work for brands and stuff. And I think that that's always something that I know I hold near and dear to myself is that I do still detail. So I can still relate to people and really relate to what they're doing every day. And I'm still using the products in a real world environment, not a testing environment.
That's very key.
They're two totally different things. And
Jamie knows all about that.
I know.
Yeah. Cause you can use something in a testing environment and you think, yeah, this works fine. And then you put it to work in real time and it's just different. So, you know, I love that. I love product testing. That's still like, I love that. I love playing around with stuff and seeing what works, what doesn't. So that's still probably like a favorite part of my day is doing that stuff. So we'll see, you know, I would like to maybe, I like doing coatings a lot, just because the result is so fun.
But
so, I mean, it'll probably be a while. You know, we'll see. We'll see how long I can keep my body, you know.
Yep. Are you feeling the aches and pains at all?
Oh yeah, okay. I am. But you know what though? And this is like one of those hills that I stand on, soapbox, whatever you call it, is using the right tools and taking care of yourself.
Yep.
Because I look back and I made the worst decisions when I was starting out. I mean, I would stand on stuff. I would squat all day. I used horrible polishers, horrible polishers. I used horrible
Your chemicals. Poor elbows.
Yeah. And I didn't wear gloves. I didn't wear PPE. I mean, I made really, really bad decisions the first couple of years I was in business. So that is something where, you know, when I see people go, oh, you don't need a nice polisher. I'm like, oh my gosh, hold on. You know, you know, if you're really going to be polishing cars, it's,
Yeah.
I have a lot of nerve damage. I have a lot of nerve damage in my my arms. Like my arms fall asleep all the time.
Yeah.
So I have a lot of arm damage. I had carpal tunnel really bad for a long time. I've kind of solved that. But yeah, there's just been I wasn't kind to my body the first couple of years. So I'm definitely a pro advocate for, you know, using good tools, things that help you have good posture, you know, PPE when necessary. All that kind of good stuff. Yeah.
Since I'm about 5 feet taller than any car I work on, I've got like an entire section of our living room that's dedicated to like foam rollers and Theraguns. Yeah. And like I have my little corner that I'm always on the floor stretching and rolling out and just making sure that my back is good.
Yeah.
So sharp twisting motions that really get you.
Yeah. The vacuuming motions and not like, you know, taking care of your core that can just, I have five herniated discs in my back, but they're doing pretty good now, but there's just a lot of things that you have to take care of your body for sure.
Yep.
Yeah.
Those tight interiors, like I'll notice, like if my core is not up to snuff, I'll, you know, I notice I start to get the shakes and it's awful.
Yep. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I know like one of the, my favorite things that I do is like whenever I'm doing like rubber mats or even carpet mats, like I'll always put out a folding table and then do it on that. Cause like, I always see these people like on the nasty ground, cleaning their mats, going to town. Yeah. And I'm like, why would you squat and put yourself in that position?
Yeah. Yeah. And I was like the squatter. So now like when I squat, my knees like fall asleep like that, you know? And
that's a new pop. That's fun.
Oh, mine make all kinds of noises when I squat. Like
there's,
I know there's people that like, oh, you want it to look sexy or you want it to look cool what you're doing, but like, no, go for comfort.
Right.
Oh yeah. 100%.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to take care of yourself.
Yes.
Yep. That's one of my favorite parts of your story is, you know, before you knew what the good stuff was, you didn't even know there was a detailing industry. So finding the rest of the industry kind of opened you up to that as well, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I had no idea. I was just literally like the lonely lady in the hills is what I, you know, and I didn't, I mean, I learned I was totally YouTube certified. I mean, like in several courses, YouTube certified.
So who were you watching back
then? That's a good question.
You know, it's
who was on YouTube.
Oh, we've all done it. We've all done it.
I can't say it.
You've got to say it. Come on. Tell us at least one.
So
are you a chemical guy like us?
Ooh, there it is. Ooh, four-step paint correction.
It was before Greg left Chemical Guys.
Yeah. Dude, Greg would you in, man.
He had the energy. Oh, man.
He would stare into your soul like and make you buy one. Those four steps.
Yep. Yeah. Now, I'll be honest, though. I learned a lot. I really did. Yes. Like, I did 50% step up my game just by watching that. And it was really all that was out there. And it did, I mean, that it was all I had for a couple of years, right? Yep. And I did use Chemical Guys stuff, and it was fine. I mean, like, let's be real. It's not terrible. It's just not good, you know?
There's too much to choose from. And,
And I think we all start there. I was also a big
And 10 years ago, Chemical Guys had it not as, you know, diluted and stuff. Like, they had their tea stuff.
Yeah,
it was a lot better. Yep. It was a lot better a decade ago.
Yes, it was. Mm-hmm. And that is where I was first exposed to rinseless wash. Their very first rinseless wash was so good. And then they took it off the market for a couple years. And when they brought it back, it was no good. But their first rinseless wash was really good. And that was how I found O&R, actually, because Chemical Guys had discontinued it. And I was like, who else makes a rinseless wash? And that's when I actually found Optimum at SEMA. Yeah, like 2016 or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah, that's around the time I found the rag company and was like, oh, O&R, better towels. Yep. All of that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I remember a Porter cable to paint. Like, I wouldn't have done it if I didn't watch those videos.
Remember with the whole, you know, Chemical Guys thing. I think everybody kind of started there and cut their teeth with it. But I remember I'm like, you know what? I'm going to get into paint correction. That's what I'm going to do. And like, I went and bought the Torque 10FX, which should be renamed to like the Vibrate 8 million. Cause like, I was using it and like my head, like it hurt. Like,
your fillings come out.
Yeah, and so I'm like, that's just how it's supposed to be. And then I got like a different polisher, and I tried something else, and I'm like, wait, is that what that's supposed to actually feel like?
Yep,
because that's not what mine does.
Yeah. You know?
So then I'm like, all right, I put a 3-inch backing plate on it, and use it for
headlights and stuff. That's what my
I actually tried it last year. I tried it once for like the viral when people put like one of those massage guns or polisher on their carpet to get sand.
Yes.
I used it for that. And like that blew my mind. Holy
crap. That would actually work good.
It shook the ever living snot out of that carpet. And
that's so funny. That's great. Yeah. That Torx polisher, man, that thing killed me. And I did a training last year at Budco, and a guy brought the Torx polisher with him. And I actually have a TikTok on it.
He's like, I got the good stuff, guys.
I brought it.
There's a TikTok of it on my TikTok page, but it's funny because I know what I was saying to him in the video, but obviously I had music over it, but I'm like doing this and like talking to him, and he's polishing and I'm like this the whole time. And it's because I'm literally begging him to stop using it and telling him like how much damage I did to my body. And so it was funny. So I made a TikTok out of that video because I knew what I was saying to him, and I just wanted to remember it forever. But this guy walks in and he's got funny. And I'm like, it's literally like trauma response for me when I see the Torx polisher.
Yeah. Oh man. The moment I picked up a Rupes polisher and I was like, oh, this is what it's supposed to feel like.
And I'm like, this is smooth. Like I can like all day and it doesn't even hurt. But
which have you guys gotten to use the new Rupes polisher yet?
No,
that's gonna be like one of the first things I pick up when I get there. And
I polished an entire defender with it. Yeah, I polished an entire defender with it yesterday. And I was kind of worried at first because I was like, I don't know if I'm gonna be able to hold these batteries up. Oh my gosh, this thing was it is so good. Oh, I'm so excited about it.
There goes my wallet.
So was it worth the wait? Like
Because
I honestly thought it should have happened last year.
Yeah,
But I think like, you know, when we got the TR SEMA, because Dylan was just with Auto Wash, and like, you know, he wasn't spilling anything, and I'm just like, okay, this is the time. And then they show up, and unfortunately, they had tire covers and two alcohol sprays.
And I'm like, sure did.
Okay, so
they had panel preps. Okay.
It's so good.
Awesome. And it's balanced enough that you don't even notice the batteries, like it, and it's impossible to stall. Like it killed this defender yesterday. It was amazing.
Awesome.
It's really, really good.
I'm pretty sure they have a pretty epic demo lined up for this year.
Yes.
Awesome. It's going to be good. But what the demo we really can't wait for is the PNS segment. So Sydney,
oh my gosh. So 10 a.m. Mountain Time. So we're right after Flex. So Flex is first, and then we are right after Flex. I literally cannot wait. We have two segments. So two new products that we're releasing and in two different realms, if you will. That's why we have two segments. We have to use two different cars. So yeah, 10 to 11, it'll be me, Bob, and Dave on camera. Keith will be in the Q&A podcast room.
Sweet. Cool.
And so, yeah, so the one I'm so excited about is up first. I can't wait. I can't wait. It's something that like I've obviously known about since 2022. It's got a really great story. It's been a long time coming. I'm not sure if I'm more excited about this than Absolute, if that's even possible, but it might be. Like I am so, I think the reason I'm so excited about it is Absolute's amazing. Right. And I was excited about Absolute. But Absolute, it was great for us. It was great for PNS. It was great. It made, you know, advancements in rinseless wash. But this product that's coming out is like, for me, in my testing, is like so far beyond anything else that I've found like this on the market that it has made a bigger impact in my business, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. It's made a much bigger impact. And so for that, I'm so excited about it because I know the impact it's going to bring to everybody else. Mm-hmm. And for that, you know, big shops, little shops, people in their garage, like huge impact to everybody. And so I'm so excited about it.
Yep. I'm ready. We're down to the hours.
I'm hyped.
Yeah.
Plus, we're bringing back a little arts and crafts action for the halftime show. So you'll be joining us for that.
That was a big day last year.
Yes. Yep. I'm so excited about. So we have, two arts and crafts this year, which I'm super excited about. So yeah. So
that's
great.
That's right. Masters. You've got it.
You nailed it. You guys don't even have to do the announcement. He got it.
Congratulations. Thanks for coming on. We're all done.
That's so funny. You know, we do get asked for that a lot. We do get asked for an Absolute with protection in it, but I don't know. You know, I was never a fan of that green ONR. Yeah.
Right.
I had to explain this to somebody the other day, actually on our Beadmaker Lounge, right? They asked like, could you have a water spot remover and a protector? And I was like, here's the deal with like some combo products, right? Sometimes they're not good together. Like
there's trade-offs.
Yeah. And it's just like Swift is a cleaner and a protectant. Mm-hmm. But you're going to lose half the efficacy of both, right? And so when he was asking for the water spot remover and protectant, I was like, I don't really think that's a good idea.
I don't
really like.
There's been a couple of them that come out, and I'm like,
yeah. And I don't really. I mean, the wash and wax. I guess I don't know. I think I'm good with that.
That's a water spot that has formed during that current wash.
Right.
That's fine. But if you've got water spots from before, then you just need to go to a dedicated.
Acid. Yeah. You need full water spot remover. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So some combos don't really work if they're a totally different type of product. Like obviously the Clean Maker works because it's too similar. Yep. They're enhancing each other's properties. But I'm not sure that I'll ever be a champion of the Absolute Dream Maker mix together. Now, I know people have put it, what was that gentleman's name? Like the Hawaii detail.
Honeypot. Honeypot.
And Hawaii that makes sense. And that makes sense to me, but it doesn't make sense to me to wash it with Beadmaker Argan in it. Like that.
Right. So what did Honeypot do?
He made a like detail spray with protection, waterless wash, you know, like.
Was Absolute and Beadmaker, wasn't it? Absolute Beadmaker.
Was there something else in it? The third,
I feel like there was something else.
Yeah, I don't remember what. Someone in the comments, tell us what the honeypot
was.
Was it
Dreammaker or
I don't remember.
Wasn't Dreammaker. Yeah, I mean, there's times
Jamie will sue you if you put Dreammaker in anything but Beadmaker.
Right. Yeah.
And I mean, it's kind of how I look at, like, you know, people are like, all purpose cleaners. I'll use it outside, inside. I don't care. I don't need interior products. I'm like, yes, you can. But if you want to dry it out and make it look horrendous, mm-hmm. go right ahead. Right. There's, you know, less aggressive, better suited products for your use case.
It's one less thing to worry about. And I know that smarter people than me have figured it out. So I can just reach for it and use it.
Yeah. So everybody guessing, it's 10 times more exciting than that. And it's not a detail spray. I'll say that. It's so funny how people are like, Defender version 2. I'm like, version 1's perfect. Why would you have a version 2? So, yeah, it's way more exciting than that. I can't wait. And then the second product is equally as exciting. Jamie might be more excited about the second product than myself.
They're both pretty exciting.
Yeah, they're both really, really exciting. So yeah, I can't wait. It's going to be a great TRCMA.
But that's the answer to this question, is that they're both just great.
Let's get into some questions.
Buy them. Here you go, Aaron. Aaron, I'll give you one.
My hints are it's going to be my favorite.
I was going to say, and Aaron, you use here's another hint. You use it on a car. There you go.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's it.
Detailing.
Yep. So.
And Aaron is also asking how long the Carzilla sale is on. I have no idea. Just use Bucky VW on there and get everything you need.
There you go.
Moving on. Scott Belkin cannot wait for the halftime show.
Yes. Appreciate you, Scott.
Yep.
We definitely appreciate that. So, epic. Yeah, if you are at the workplace, if you're at home, just have it on wherever you can. Because they're going to have the whole thing going. They're not going to break it up, I don't think, like last year.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I think they have ideas for. And I don't think there's going to be as many commercials in between. Like, there may be a little bit of but I don't think nearly as much. And then this age-old one I can never pass up. Why did I not realize Dora looks like Jonah Hill? So, somebody posted on the I think it was the Beadmaker Lounge about that. And I remember I went through a Tim Hortons drive-thru once, and the girl was convinced that I was Jonah Hill, and she wanted a picture and everything. And I'm like,
That's hilarious.
And I got stopped at a hockey game, and this guy was intoxicated beyond belief. And he's like, bro, it was Jonah Hill. I'm like, yep.
Did you take a picture with him?
He got me. Oh, yeah.
He's hanging out in Canada.
Yep.
That's funny.
So funny.
That must have been the blurriest Snapchat picture ever taken.
But that is so good.
And you know what, Super Auto? You're just going to have to wait until Monday.
I'll tell you Monday morning, 10 a.m.
Monday morning, 10 a.m.
You guys are doing a hot Mountain Standard making coffee first thing in the morning, hey?
That's right. Yeah. So we should mention that. So we are. So it's Beadmaker Coffee Day, and so I haven't quite figured out where we're going to do it yet because, like, we have a call time of 7:45, and Beadmaker and Coffee here starts at 7:30. So I'm trying to figure out like what we're going to do. I thought we were going to do it in my shop, but now I think the rag company wants us down there a little bit earlier. So we'll probably only do a 30-minute show. So I think we'll probably end up doing it at TRC, but we're going to find somewhere creative to do it. So I haven't quite figured that out, but we will go live at 7:30 Mountain Time. And we probably will only go for 30 minutes, but I'll have Bob, Dave, and Keith. And so obviously it'll just be a lot more teasing the products.
Yes.
You know,
I'd say me and you were bringing the stick mics. I couldn't find one, but I was going to show you. But stand in the corner and
So that'll be fun. So we'll do that, you know, answer any questions. Tony will be on with us, obviously. He's not coming on the trip, which I'm super bummed about, but it's going to be a good time. So I have those three guys here with me. And then, so then we'll have about an hour and a half break before we go live on the Rag Company. Nice. So
it's going to be
super cool.
I'm not going to sleep Sunday night.
Nope.
Neither.
Stay all night.
I'm not even sure I'll sleep the next couple nights. Like I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. Yeah.
It's going to be an epic good time. Is that all the questions we got, Doer?
Nope. Okay. Not at all.
Keep it rolling, man.
Daryl Maherg, sitting tomorrow, I'm using PNS Absolute and Beadmaker to wash clay and seal methods. So.
The best.
Yeah, it's been a fan favorite. Chris M, I need to do an undercarriage salt rinse on my truck. Any tricks for cleaning the undercarriage without a lift? Mudbuster, Rape products, and the undercarriage sprayer, a gimmick. Speaking on behalf of the sprayer, I don't think they're a gimmick if you buy a good one. I bought a crappy Amazon one and it died.
Yeah,
but if you have
One of my four nozzles died on mine.
Yeah, and like I even soaked mine in vinegar. Like I tried everything, and it just didn't help. But I know the Ryobi one's not so bad. I know there's some higher end ones too. But I know some like some pan sprays will have like an undercarriage wash as you drive in. So it'll kind of hit it if you really have no case, or you can just lay on your driveway and spray away.
I use the undercarriage one, so I'll use like I'll put a Mudbuster in my IK foamer that doesn't foam, and I'll pump it up, and then I angle it under there. But then the foam does help like attach a little bit, and it kind of gets in better than a sprayer. So I'll use the IK sprayer to get the Mudbuster up in there, let it sit for a minute, and then I use the undercarriage sprayer on the end of my pressure washer, and it works. Yeah, really good.
I want an Mudbuster undercarriage spray that sprays a chemical for me.
Oh, that would be nice. Pressurized.
Yeah, that would be nice.
But Mudbuster also has that PNS anti-corrosive technology as well, so that helps you out there too.
Yep.
So, right product.
Yeah, I guess you could. I mean, obviously, yeah, I guess you could get really funky with it and make it work.
Yeah, you could use crystal wash too if you could get it up, you know, in all the right spots. But yep, you could use crystal wash too. Crystal wash does a great job on salt.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But so I don't know if it foams. I've never tried to put it in the foamer. I wonder if you could foam crystal wash?
Ooh, there we go. We'll do a behind the scenes vlog. We'll hook up the outdoor pressure washer. Let's see if we can foam it.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what's funny is I'll say this on Monday, but you know, the last couple of times on Beadmaker and Coffee, people ask about using crystal wash in an IK sprayer. And I'm always like, don't do it. You know, it's aerosolizing it too much. So we had this discussion and I actually filmed myself using it in a sprayer and an IK sprayer. Mm-hmm. And it actually aerosolized less in the air out of an IK multi, but you use a lot more. Yeah, but you use a lot more. So I was totally wrong about that.
A lot
of
crystal wash. Yep, I got it in the IK multi.
Yeah, it actually does work. But but you know what's different is because I was like envisioning it, but
yeah,
for whatever reason, crystal wash, it weighs enough that it doesn't go up.
Just go everywhere.
Yeah,
and just so actually, tip too, so you can aerosolize it more.
Okay, yeah, yeah. Yeah, but you use more, but it's fine. But yeah, you can use it in a pump sprayer.
Keith Duplessy, Sydney, you need to make your next venture raccoon ranching.
Yes.
Raccoon.
Yes. Yes.
Raise and a whole bunch of fat Joes. Whole
farm of fat raccoons.
Yeah.
Well, speaking of fat, Demo's throwing the fat stacks of cash around.
Demo, super chat train. We appreciate you, fella. That's going straight to the chip cookie fund.
What time do you guys get in town? I totally forgot. I know you sent me your plane tickets, but I forgot.
So I get in just after noon, and then Jamie's
2:30.
Hopefully.
Okay. You know how my plane rides go, so we'll see.
Yep. So you'll come here about 10 p.m. Remember last year, though, Jamie, you literally didn't get here till like 10 something,
Monday
right?
Monday morning.
And then you had to go straight on. I remember that. That was crazy. You had like no sleep.
So I think him and Brad ended up like Ubering together.
You had to find an Uber at 2:30 in the morning.
Crazy. Yep. Oh my gosh. I hope that doesn't happen again. That was too crazy.
Yeah. Jamie's got an early flight. I'll be early as well. And there's lots of, I know Darren from the UK is getting there tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
Yep. So he's going to be there. And then Hunter's going to be there Sunday evening as well. So
cool.
Yeah.
Yep. There bunch of the ambassadors. So it's going to be a big party.
So fun. So fun.
I'm so ready.
Well, Joey, no pressure, hype, but you're going to have to like win this year.
I know. I'm working on it. I'm working on it.
No pressure.
I've got the best Jedi trainers.
That's right.
Possible, yeah. So.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Ooh,
you only have to beat. Let's see.
What you got?
You know,
that's one of the downsides of being chosen in the first part of the year is
you have to go all year,
keep it up the entire year.
Well, and that was so funny because like for my first quarter, you know, because they're like, yeah, you guys just have to do your quarter. And I'm just like, F it. I'm going the whole year. Like, let's go. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, it's like at the end of it, you're like, I should have like gone in the middle, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And then like, it's also like during like bad, not the greatest weather. So sometimes I'm like, I can't make any content because it's pouring rain outside right now. So we'll see. Hopefully the competition going forward isn't like too good.
Yeah.
I can keep it up.
That's right.
Oh, Sydney, before we go, do you want to do a little giveaway?
Ooh, do I want to do a giveaway? Sure. Just give away whatever I want.
Giveaway.
Yeah.
I think we give someone away two new bottles unreleased product.
Sure.
Drop. We won't send it till it drops.
I was going to say my favorite stuff, which it's my new favorite.
That's a good giveaway.
So, yeah.
That's a pretty good giveaway. Am I right?
We'll be shipping it out till Monday.
Yeah, wait till Monday. But
let's bring up a question.
Doer, get to the question.
Ooh,
the giveaway specialist, Doer McGee here.
Okay,
he's got the good questions. Yeah, keep you on your toes, Doer.
Oh boy, whoa!
Stay tuned for the halftime show. Last year we gave away some solution finish kits.
Didn't I win something last year that I never got?
I think you did win something last year.
I didn't even know I won it.
Okay, so Joey won the Starnagloss skateboard. And it never, because like I was watching the old TRCMA stuff to like refresh myself, like lessons learned, what can we improve on? And then I was watching the halftime show with the skateboard, and then JB won, and I messaged JB. I'm like, did you ever get this? He's like,
I didn't know I won.
Well, there's my answer. But all right. So
That's funny.
Got the question here.
I'm sure it's still in John Green's office.
What type of vehicles did Sydney flip in a past life?
Oh, who was listening? Who was early?
Who was listening?
Wouldn't it be funny if it was minivans?
Oh, man.
That would be pretty funny.
I don't know why.
Every time I hear minivans now, I just think of like glitter, chicken nuggets, and fries.
Yeah.
Ooh, enthusiast is the first
enthusiast
one.
Coming in hot.
One I see.
Boom. Congratulations, sir. You're going to get that fresh drop Monday morning.
I hope enthusiast. I think enthusiast in the U.S. I think he's won before. So
yeah, pretty sure.
But yeah, so
there's one question here.
Huh?
Okay. I was just going to say, enthusiast, email your ats, your emails, your social security, your everything to Jamie.
Yeah,
the cleaner Jamie, so we know how to get it over.
Credit card number.
There's a question on the price range of the new products. Do you want to hint that, or do you want to hold off till Monday?
No, I can hint it because they wouldn't be able to figure anything out. So
well, pay up the credit cards, folks.
Yeah, I mean, be ready. I'm just kidding.
You're gonna have that Joey APR financing on this new
thing. Right. So. Yeah. Yeah. What's your credit limit? No, like $20 to $60.
Very cool.
You know?
Very cool.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Just a little range there.
I see Alex G saying he misspelled, but you know, that's okay, Alex. I'm pretty sure there's gonna be great sales throughout the week.
Yes.
You know, on all kinds of stuff. And maybe the new products too. We don't know.
CMA promo code going.
And I think they usually just do them for the day, you know, so make your orders that day. They usually like a sticker and stuff like that. So
another fun fact is, you know how last year the products were so new, like they literally got labeled the night before TRC.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
The rag company didn't have the products. Remember that?
Yep.
So like they didn't have them in stock. You had to get them at P&S. And so everybody is ready.
Yeah, everyone's ready. All right.
Awesome.
Everyone's ready.
Shelves are stocked.
Oh, TRC promo code, for whatever reason, you can use Joey10.
That's right. Yep. Work. Yep. Slide in Joey10. Help a brother out.
Yep.
Future Grand Ambassador year.
And get in early, because I guarantee you both these products are going to sell out. I guarantee it.
Yep. Yep.
So get in early. Don't wait. Don't wait till Wednesday to order.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's all we got on this one, everybody. Great episode. Sydney, thanks again for coming on.
Yeah,
it's always a pleasure.
Thanks for having me. Always fun. Yep.
What are the plugs? You got a brand new Instagram handle this week.
Well, yes. So I didn't really start a new Instagram, but I changed it because, real quick, like we talked about, like I only work in my neighborhood. And so I can't really ever post pictures because everyone knows everyone's cars.
So I rarely
use my own Instagram. And so I decided that I needed to change my focus and make my Instagram about like maybe my adventures, like what I'm doing in the industry, but also like fun parts of detailing. So like I can show certain things about the detail, but like the before and after thing, just, it doesn't work for me with my audience. So I decided to change it. So instead of it being called Eyewash Auto Detailing, I changed the handle to SBG, the detailer. And so I plan to start focusing more on that of, you know, like just me and my shop and, you know, what I'm doing, product testing, like, you know, just where I actually use my own social media. Cause obviously we know I run, you know,
like
PNS social media. So I wanted to start using my own. And so, yeah, just changed it to SBG, the detailer. So you'll start seeing more stuff of, you know, little tips and tricks and all that kind of stuff. And then another shameless plug, Tony started one that is, what is his?
Tony, the trainer.
Yeah, but it's not Tony, the trainer. Is it Tony, the,
I thought detail he trainer? Changed
oh,
it.
It's Tony, maybe it's Tony. It's Tony the detail trainer, because Tony the trainer was
out. Yeah.
Tony the detail trainer.
Not to be confused with Tony the Tiger.
Not Tony the Tiger. No frost.
He's also great.
Yeah.
He's pretty great. Yeah. Yeah.
So he's going to start using that for PNS trainings and things like that, and kind of the same thing. Like,
that's a great follower to follow your show right there.
Yeah. 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 You want to follow back? Go follow our guy Tony. He'll follow you right back. So get over there. Let's bump up those numbers.
Get him while he's hot. Yeah.
Yeah.
So So SBG the detailer. Also, obviously you can get me at PNS Detail Products on all the channels. On TikTok, it's PNS Detail Products, and then also my own, which I plan to change to SBG the detailer. Also right now I think it's Gwynnie the Pooh or something like that.
I guess for the drops, obviously PNS is going to have stock, but is Rag Company is going to have a bit of stock as well, depending
on they're fully stocked.
They're fully stocked.
Yeah, and a lot of our distributors are all fully stocked. So you'll see them all. Yeah. So everyone will be releasing it the same day, which will be awesome.
No excuse to not buy this stuff.
I know. And I actually heard that our instructional videos are ready to go up on YouTube on Monday too. So
yeah. Ooh, there we go.
Ready.
Super prepared. Yeah.
Yep. Stay tuned.
I came ready. I'm super excited.
We're going to try and pump out a daily vlog this year at TRCMA. Yep. So I'm going to try and bring the heat with some content. We're going to try and get to Sydney's shop, and I'm going to try and get her IK sprayer to foam. That should be fun.
Yeah.
It should be a good time.
I do need you guys to come up here for sure. So, you know, if you get into town at a decent time on Sunday night, you can totally
Right.
Come on Sunday. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. We'll see. Hopefully.
I think that was the plan last year, and you didn't get here until like 1:30 in the morning or something.
Yeah. Hopefully I can get some sleep before day one this year. But we'll see. That's all. You never know what can happen at TRCMA.
That's right.
So tune in. I'm excited. JB, you ready?
I am ready.
He's ready. All right. We'll see you. We won't be back next week, guys.
Yeah. We'll see you Sunday or Monday.
We'll be busy. So, all right, everybody. We'll see you on the next one. Bye, everybody.
See ya.
Bye. Bye.